I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Without a federal disaster declaration, Washita Parish public agencies would have to pay the cost associated with storm damage expenses from the tornado earlier this month. Washita Parish Homeland Security has submitted its preliminary storm damage report to the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, but the monetary damage report could come by the end of the week. Washita Homeland Security Director Neil Brown expects GOSEP will submit the report to the Governor's Office early next week. Monetary damage reports have not been released by the Washita Homeland Security, but Brown says the parish has not met the $6.3 million threshold to receive a federal disaster declaration for possible reimbursement. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu's two main Republican challengers attacked her as a lockstep ally of President Barack Obama, while the Democratic incumbent said that voters should remember her seniority. The three faced off in the last debate before next week's election. Landrieu is seeking a fourth term in office and is locked in a tight race. She's challenged by U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy and Tea Party candidate Ron Manus. Talking about her chairmanship of the Senate Energy Committee, Landrieu urged that this is not the time to change leadership for Louisiana. Cassidy says Landrieu may have clout, but she's used it for Barack Obama. The debate came after more than 236,000 voters already have cast ballots for the November 4th election through Louisiana's early voting period. With midterm elections just days away, a survey of small business owners shows a lack of confidence that D.C. will be able to fix the country's economic problems. State Director of the National Federation of Independent Business, Dawn Starnes, says 6 out of 10 small business owners believe there is too much uncertainty in the economy for their business to grow.
Which is a very unfortunate situation given where we stand in our economic situation for the country. And small business is the backbone.
Starnes says the survey also found that the smaller businesses were the most pessimistic. She says 76% of small business owners expect that either politics or policies will make things worse for them.
And the things that really matter most to our members in all small businesses, which include health care costs, the regulatory environment, specifically right now the EPA being a main problem.
Starnes says almost all candidates running claim that they care about small business, but there's a clear sense among small business owners that Washington, D.C. isn't listening to their needs. Weekend temperatures across the state are expected to be the coolest so far this season. Cold front is moving across the state. Chris Natal with the National Weather Service in Shreveport says not to expect cooler temperatures just yet.
We have a second cold front that's going to begin moving through the state on Thursday, and then the cold air will follow behind it for Friday, and then really especially during the weekend.
Second cold front will bring cooler air and temperatures. Friday night overnight lows are expected to drop into the low 40s across most of the state, with some locations possibly dipping into the upper 30s. Saturday afternoon highs are expected to be in the 60s. Natal says these temps are unusually low for this time of the year. With KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies today with a high in the low 70s. This is KEDM News.